I'm here with Bubba Cunningham, athletic director at Carolina, and it's been a long day, a lot of interviews. Bubba, I just want to ask you one question from the athletic side. With the information that came about, there's a statute of limitations with the NCAA that's 4 years in most cases, but there are exceptions where they can go back and look for reasons like a pattern or something like that. Do you think it's possible that what happens if they go back and a certain player who played for a certain team had one of those papers that was really not an A paper, but it was graded an A paper? Could that possibly rise to the level of cheating where that player could be deemed ineligible in your mind?
You know, if we weren't in the middle of an investigation, I might speculate with you.
Yeah.
But since we are, I think you can speculate on that. I really can't. We're going to work very closely with the NCAA and go through everything that we have, and at some point we'll wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
But to try to pick one item or something like that, it's really premature for me to do that, and it would be inappropriate.
Well, I ask you because I think today was terrific, and whatever it cost, I think it was worth it. But and it answered a lot of questions. It was a great presentation about how it happened, why it happened, when it happened, and all that. But the sports media or the investigative media is not going to let go of it, because they're going to go back and they're going to say which plays were they, you know, were they playing as an eligible player. So that's why I ask, and I know you couldn't tell me, but I wanted to ask anyway.
And I respect the question, and it's a very legitimate question, but it's one that I cannot answer now, and when this closes, maybe I can.